You're listening to a Quintet Private Bank podcast. This series covers our newly released Counterpoint 2022. Hi, I'm Abby Greenaway, Senior Investment Strategist at Quintet, and your host for today's podcast. In this episode, James Purcell, Group Head of Sustainable Investing, and Daniele Antonucci, our Chief Economist, will discuss the fourth of our five conviction calls for 2022. The fourth call for the year looks at how the need to share the gains from growth and make our planet more resilient may boost sustainable infrastructure investment. Keep listening to find out how you can support people and planet through your investments. So James, the pandemic has spurred massive infrastructure investment. Where will the spending be greatest?
Many observers have noticed that spending on infrastructure is rising, and that's been our view from the onset, most notably in the US, but also in Europe and other regions around the world. As part of the plan to build back better following the COVID-19 pandemic, most of the recently approved US funding in the near term will focus on traditional infrastructure, such as roads, bridges, railways, and other public projects. On top of that, the bulk of the funding currently being debated in the US Congress will be spent on various healthcare and social spending programs. About a fifth of the total could be allocated to tax incentives and investments in green energy, infrastructure, and funding for research and development. In Europe, the EU recovery fund plans we analysed suggest that 40% of the expenditure is earmarked for green investment and around 30% for digital investment.
Thanks, James. So, Daniele, how has private and government investment changed since the pandemic?
Radically, I'd say. So let's remind us of a simple principle here. Of course, private investment tends to expand when things are good and shrinks when they're bad. And government investment is the other way around. It accelerates when things are bad, you know, to cushion the private sector deceleration, and slows when things are good, as debts at some point have to be repaid, of course. Now, and I'm sure many of our listeners know this too, the COVID-19 pandemic has partly altered this relationship, as it highlighted the need to rebuild some of our physical infrastructure and, importantly, make it more sustainable. Government investment in the US is picking up too, magnifying the surge in private investment and lifting overall economic growth.
Great, thank you, Daniele. So James, how will this policy shift affect markets?
This long-lasting policy shift supports Quintet's view that real assets should stay well-supported and benefit further. Companies operating in sectors of the economy related to the wider infrastructure topic, from traditional to green and digital, could benefit from these policy and demand trends. Parts of the real estate sector, plus logistics and warehousing businesses, all are potentially attractive. Certain investments we have been highlighting as potential return enhancers, such as private markets and multi-strategies, should remain well supported too. With inflation a hot issue for markets, infrastructure assets linked to inflation, such as toll roads and water and electricity assets, could see increases in demand.
Thanks, James. And lastly, Daniele, how do we see the impact over the long term?
Well, we at Quintet believe that the planned government programs make infrastructure an even more compelling investment opportunity, with managers starting to adapt their strategies to sustainability factors. We expect to see more fund launches that combine the objective to make a positive impact with an attractive risk-return profile, and there's likely to be high demand from investors.
Great. James and Daniele, thank you so much for these insights. This podcast is provided by Quintet for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal, accounting, tax, or investment advice. Investing puts your capital at risk.